This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh. He also laid the foundation stone of 40 acre of maintenance, repair and overhaul MRO facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said that this is a new chapter for Viksit UP, Viksit Bharat campaign.
Viksit Bharat ke nirman ke liye jaruri har kshetra mein Bharat tezi se kaam kar raha hai. Viksit Bharat banane ke liye sabka prayas bahut jaruri hai. Ye avashyak hai ki 140 crore deshvasi kade se kada parishram kare.
The Prime Minister said that UP has now emerged as one of the states with the highest number of international airports in India. Mr. Modi said that this airport is going to benefit various districts of Western UP, including Agra, Mathura, Aligarh, Ghaziabad, Itawa and Faridabad. Prime Minister Modi said that this airport will bring many new opportunities for farmers, small and medium industries and the youth of Western Uttar Pradesh. He expressed hope that the Jewar Airport will also become a symbol of Uttar Pradesh's progress and development. Mr. Modi said that due to the ongoing war in West Asia for the last 1 month, many countries are facing shortages of essential items such as food, petrol, diesel, gas and fertilizers. He noted that every country is making efforts to deal with this crisis. The Prime Minister emphasized that India is confronting this crisis with full strength, relying on the strength of its citizens.
मैं देशवासियों से फिर से कहूंगा, हमें शांत मन से, धैर्य के साथ, एकजुटता के साथ, मिलजुल करके इस संकट का सामना करना है। ये पूरे विश्व में परेशानी पैदा करने वाला संकट है। हमें अपने देश की सबसे ज्यादा चिंता करने हैं और यही हम भारतीयों की सबसे बड़ी ताकत है जो भारत के हित में है वही भारत सरकार की नीति और रणनीति है.
The Prime Minister will address the party workers of Assam and Puducherry under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad via Namo app on the 30th of this month. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Assam's progress in the last decade is for everyone to see and the state is known for its developmental strides across sectors. The number of arrests in the Raghunathganja incident in Murshidabad has risen to 30. Among them are two leaders from a religious organization. Police are continuing searches to find more miscreants. They are identifying suspects from videos that spread on social media. Central forces are patrolling the area. Murshidabad's DIG Ajit Singh Yadav is also present in the region. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today joined the Jonagunir charge sheet program in Kolkata. Mr. Shah asserted that the West Bengal Assembly elections is very important not only for Bengal but also for the country. He highlighted the illegal immigration, anarchy and economic distress in West Bengal. Mr. Shah said, after BJP came to power in Assam, illegal immigration literally ended. The regional conflict in West Asia has intensified with Yemen's Houthi rebels, who have controlled the capital since 2014, formally entering the war by launching their first missile at Israel early this morning. This escalation comes after a night of heavy fire involving Iran and Hezbollah, which set off sirens on three separate occasions in Beersheba and in areas near Israel's primary nuclear research center. A Delhi-bound Indigo flight made an emergency landing at Indira Gandhi International Airport, Delhi, this morning due to suspected one-engine failure. The flight was coming from Visakhapatnam, carrying 161 passengers. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, full emergency was declared at the airport at 10:39 a.m. The 19th edition of Indian Premier League IPL cricket will get underway in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.